and let His word, His rhema, that spoken word, abide in you. Remember last week when I said that the Holy Spirit's going to not only teach us and remind us of what Jesus said, but He's going to teach us things that are to come. And I said that's not necessarily a prophetic, futuristic thing. It's how am I going to live out this truth of Jesus in the midst of the circumstances that I'm now walking in? That is the rhema. And if we're going to continue to abide in Jesus, we have got to let not just the Logos inform us and keep us clean, but we have got to let the rhema constantly speak to us every day of our lives. You see where this is going. Now, if you don't do that, there is a danger that as a branch, you will become you will try to abide in something else. You will stop drawing the nutrients from the vine. You will stop seeing things from His perspective. You will look and see exactly that there's something else out there that might be better, and you'll turn and you'll remove yourself from the vine, basically. That's what happened with Israel. Rather than abiding in God, they chose and followed idols and worshiped idols rather than their God. And because of that, they were cut off. Now, Paul says in Romans, and this is another sermon, they can be grafted in again. But it's into the true vine, Jesus, that they're grafted in. Where's all this going? You say, okay, Pastor Jeff, you know, you've told us all this stuff that you've studied. Where's all this going? Very simple. Very simple. If you'll read on in John chapter 15, following down after verse 7, 8, on down through verse 13, he's talking about that he loved the Father loved him, he did what the Father said because His love for the Father, and that was kind of that. Remember, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. That's kind of that reciprocal, that cycle of love. Get yourself in that cycle of love. The Father loves you. You love the Father because you love the Father, and the Father loves you. You do what He says. What He says is love. The Father love others, and it's this constant, it's this big environment of love that He asks us to be in and be a part of. How can we abide in that? Because He says here, I mean, if you look here, there are some pretty cool things. He says in this passage, peace I give you, not peace as the world, but the peace I give you. Joy. You want joy? You want to feel like you're never alone? I will not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you, and I will be your advocate. I will be the one for you. Not against you, for you. He will teach us everything. He will bring the things to our remembrance. He's our advocate. We're not going to be... And when we abide in Jesus, those are all the things that we draw our source from. So that the things in the life of Jesus that He has in the vine, we absorb and we become life-giving ourselves, and we give fruit, and that fruit is the fruit of love. But that comes out of an understanding that I'm going to abide, I'm going to be present too, I'm going to pay attention to Jesus and His words, the Logos and the Rhema. And I'm going to live in those because as He works through there, my life is going to produce fruit, which is love. And I'm going to love Him. He's going to love me. I'm going to keep His commands, which is love. And this big cycle of love is going to continue. And anybody else that's enveloped within that come around me, that come around you. What our world needs now is love, sweet love. There's no other thing. Da, 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 da. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's that abiding. And when we abide, when we hear the Spirit dealing with those cancerous parts in us that He wants to snip away, dealing with those parts that are not connected to the vine, when He works with those and deals with those and the Holy Spirit begins to expose those things and shine the light on so we can see it, we repent, we turn back to God, and we begin to do what He calls us to do and love, and we get in that fruit flow. But to abide is to pay attention to. To abide is to draw from. To abide is to be attentive and present with. And we've got to be careful that one author put it this way, we don't have mall abidance. Anybody know what mall abidance is? You may have forgotten because probably haven't been to a mall in a long time. But you walk down the streets of the streets, you know, the hallways of the mall, and there's all kinds of stores, all kinds of things that you can be attentive to and you can abide in. And sometimes it causes us confusion when we have mall attentiveness. We just want to think of this and 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 think of this. One of the things the quarantine has done for me is it told me to lay down some things I don't need to pay attention to. And my life has been better in most ways. And what I'm finding is when it's not, is because I again turn my attention to that thing. So, the point is, to abide in Jesus is to be present too. To let the Holy Spirit take the Logos and speak to us so that it can clean us, it can prune us, it can purify us, so that it can get out of the way those things that keep me from abiding. And I just get closer and I get closer and I get wrapped up in this thing of called love, this Trinity love. And I'm a part of it and it's a part of me. And the fruit that comes out of my life is love. That's my hope. That's my desire. I want to end with this morning. I was studying language this week, and I came across this interesting thing. Do you know the word obedience? Our English word obedience comes from a Latin word, and I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this right, but it's the Latin word is ob audire. Audire is the Latin word where we get audible. The word obedience literally comes from to hear one. You're going to obey the one that you hear. I'll let that sink in a minute. You're going to obey the one, the group, the source that you hear. Be careful what you hear and how you listen, because you will obey that. For me, in my house, my prayer is that the one whom we hear is the true vine, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And how we do that is the Spirit working in our life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your grace that is able to step into our lives and point out stuff that we've been doing wrong, thinking wrong, feeling wrong, and in love to help us to turn from that, to repent and to ask forgiveness. And you who are faithful and just will forgive us and cleanse us from all sin, so that those barriers that would keep us from receiving and giving and sharing the love that you give us would not be a hindrance anymore, that we would bear fruit, that we would lay down our lives, that we would hear what you would say. And because of your love for us and our love for you, we would obey. Help us to hear you, Lord. Now, Lord, I'm going to give this sermon into your keeping. I'm going to let you take this and plug it into our hearts in the way it needs to be plugged in. Maybe there are those who need to hear a certain point this way and those who need to hear another point that way. So, Lord, I'm just not going to be the pruner of the branch. You do that. So, Father, I give that to you. I pray that your Spirit would bring it to our mind and call it to our remembrance. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.